Hi guys, welcome to June's Mystic Mind. And today I always like talking about the topics that are like prevalent in my life. And I am really at a place where I have to reevaluate, right? I have to go back to basics. I have to go back to the roots. I have to go and take inventory of the beliefs and the thoughts that I continue to think. And here's the thing, when it comes to this work, when it comes to mindset work, spiritual development work, personal development work, we have to remember this. The subconscious mind that essentially is in charge of 90% of our life and the way we live and the way we think and the way we feel loves repetition. Okay. That means that it's not just one self-help book, but it's continuing your journey and continuously evolving and wanting to learn more and wanting to understand yourself at a deeper level. It's not just listening to one guided meditation. It's creating a lifestyle. It's repetition. It's a lifestyle change. If you want to change your life, it's not going to be a flick of the switch. You know, it's kind of like going to the gym once and then expecting to lose 90 pounds and, you know, be great. One, you know, choosing to eat a salad instead of a piece of pizza isn't going to change the way your body looks or feels. It's just not, you know, drinking one glass of water isn't going to keep you hydrated for, you know, I don't know, for however long. It's repetition. And sometimes, you know, life happens and sometimes we can catch ourselves in these places of like, not necessarily resistance, but going back to old programs. I like to call them programs, right? We have to look at ourselves as computers. And then through our life, through our trauma, through our experiences, we create these programs. So whether that is, you know, a defense program, or a safety program or something along those lines. And these programs aren't necessarily bad, but they are meant to keep you safe, but they are not meant to get you to thrive. You know, for me, and we all have different programs, right? Whether that is just how we handle situations and everything like that. So for example, I'll be the first one to say, like, I'm not good with emotions. I'm not an emotional gal. I'm a mental gal. I need to think things through. Emotions for me, because of not only who I am at the astrology level, but how I was raised, my family, emotions are not a big part of my life, okay? But I am human. And while I'm going through the human shit, yeah, emotions are gonna come up. Emotions that I don't like, anger, fear, sadness, betrayal. I felt all of them. But when they came up, I would just push them down. Push them down, push them down, push them down. I don't want to feel them. They don't feel good. Ew, gross. Get them away from me. And then when I finally woke up and I started to really truly heal at the energetic and spiritual level, I realized that me suppressing these emotions wasn't a good thing, because then I had to relive all of them in order to release them. And sometimes you have to do a checkup on yourself, right? Just because I realized that when I was about 30 years old, that I was like, oh my God, I have this huge fucking closet of suppressed emotions that I just put there for a rainy day, right? Doesn't mean that they're not affecting your energetic. It doesn't mean that it's not affecting you energetically. And you have to take inventory. You know, just because you think that you heal from something doesn't mean that it's not going to creep up again. You know, I had, you know, so something, I'm just going to like share a personal story. I had a rather large worthy wound for a while. And I share this, you know, because it's so important to realize that even the most tiniest little things can affect you. The tiniest little things. And I don't know if I told you guys this story, but when I was 9 years old, we used to have a house in Rhode Island. And when we rented this house in Rhode Island, it's like a, you know, a weekly vacation house. I would share a room with my cousin, who was about 3 months younger than me at the time. So when we were in our childhood, we would like be losing teeth at the same time and everything and all of that stuff. And we shared a queen size bed. And one year, I think we were 8 or 9, I don't remember, she lost a tooth while we were on vacation and her parents weren't there. She just came with us. And, you know, like good kids, she put her tooth under the pillow. And the next morning, we found two $20 bills. We were like blown away, right? Like, holy shit, she's rich, right? And, you know, the tooth fairy, AKA my dad, was just, you know, she just lost her tooth. He didn't have any dollar bills. There were no ATMs anywhere. So he thought he only put one $20 bill underneath, but you know, the Coors Light had the best of him and the two 20s were stuck together and he just put it under her. And something as so little as that tiny little thing, that tiny little experience, it wasn't traumatic. It was just something that happened. I created the belief within myself as an 8-year-old, 9-year-old little girl who just lost a tooth about 6 weeks prior and only got a dollar for it, that I wasn't worthy of larger sums of money. I was not worthy of it. I couldn't have it. And looking back at my life, I saw how I would self-sabotage nearly everything when it came to money. I wouldn't charge my worth. I would spend it. I would not be, you know, I would do stupid shit with it. I never, because I felt like I wasn't deserving of it. I felt like I wasn't worthy of it because of this subconscious belief that I held since I was 8 or 9 years old in my subconscious. And that's how I was programmed for years. And that's how I lived my life. I would have great months, great launches, and then it wouldn't be there anymore. I would have to buy a coach, or I would have to purchase a program, or I would have to pay to, it's insane. It's absolutely insane, right? And I had to check myself again. You have to continuously check up on yourself because those programs can continue to show up. You have to really go back a lot of the time, and you have to ask yourself, is this true? Is this story that I continue to tell myself that has such a prevalent part of my life, is this inherently true? And you have to say yes or no. Well, no, not really. It's not true. Oh, okay. So let's rephrase that belief. And it's not a one and done. You know what I mean? It's not a one and done. It's kind of like weeding, right? Just because you weed once doesn't mean that they're not going to come back. It's a continuous thing. You have to continuously go back and check up and make sure, because if you don't, things can end up in disrepair. You know, that is the biggest thing when it comes to personal and spiritual growth. It's not necessarily how many spiritual retreats you go on or who you learn from or what books or what meditations or anything along those lines. It has nothing to do with that whatsoever. It's how you live your life. It's that continuous checkup on yourself, you know. And I found myself, and this is why coaches are so good, right? I actually just went in, and I have a coach now, and I just had my one-on-one session with her yesterday. And through my session, you begin to realize, like the things that maybe are your blind spots, because we all have them. We all have our blind spots. And sometimes it's not necessarily good or bad, but it's in those moments of like having a different perspective, having someone see things, see, you know, the story of your life, the movie of your life, and telling you what they're experiencing and what they're noticing. And when you have that, it can really change. Things can really be shifted. And, you know, it was in that coaching call where I realized like, oh, fuck, I didn't realize that worthy wound crept up again, because you go back to autopilot, right? You have the epiphany, you have the download. You're like, oh my God, yes, yes. I just saved myself. I just healed so much trauma. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh yeah, 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 yeah. And then you go back to your life. You keep on doing the things. You keep on just living. And then it creeps up again. And then you realize that you're doing the same thing. You continue to self-sabotage, maybe in different ways now, but it's because that worthy wound, once there's a wound, I've began to realize once there is some sort of wound, it's the shadow of it is always going to be there. because it's a part of you. You know, your wounds and your lessons are a part of you, and they're in your makeup of who you are meant to be. You know, there's so many lessons in our wounds. But again, I think that with deep wounds, I don't think they go away. I think it's always there. You know what I mean? It's kind of like scars. Like I have a scar right here, if you can see it. Yeah, you could see it a little here. And then I have a scar right here. You can hardly see it. And I wrote a little bit about my book about that particular scar, but you can heal. You can heal from it. But the scar is always going to be there. And it's always going to remind you of your journey and that you have to check up on yourself. You have to do some check-ins because those programs can creep up again. It's kind of like cleaning out your laptop or cleaning out your computer, right? It gets slow. Remember those days of like Napster and LimeWire where we would download like that illegal music and it would like just slow our computers down incredibly, right? And then we would have to like go and like delete all the songs that were shitty because like our computer was so slow. We have to continuously keep doing that with our life. Delete the files that don't work. Check up on the files that do. Make sure they're running crisp and clean and everything like that. You have to almost look at yourself as if you are a computer, you know? And you have to go in and clean up from time to time. Is this belief serving me? Is it for my highest and greatest good? Is this belief coming from a traumatic experience, right? Did I heal through it? Do I have to go back and like rebuttal this shit, right? You have to do the checkups. It's so important. It is so important, you know? And the thing is that when you find yourself facing a wound, right? One of those wounds that you have to work through again, it doesn't necessarily mean you didn't heal it the first time around. It means that you're looking at it from a broader perspective. You healed it to the level that you could at that time. But if you find yourself going back or this wound popping up again, it's because you're at another level. It's because you're at a higher level and you can heal it even better this time around, you know, but it is so important to have this energetic maintenance, you know, just like we have our full moon rituals where we release things that aren't serving us and we have our rituals for new moon to call in and everything like that. And we do the work and it's incredible. We have to be making sure we're doing it with our mind. You know, sometimes when you take a step back, you really truly begin to realize like, oh shit, it's creeping back up. It's creeping back up. What am I supposed to do? Am I worthy? Am I worthy? Because here's the thing, guys, at the soul level, we all know that we are connected to source. We all know that we are beyond worthy of abundance and prosperity and everything that we can possibly imagine. It's our human that gets in the way. So we have to check our human from time to time, you know? So I want you to take a step back and I want you to just kind of like think of what's going on in your life right now. What are the beliefs that you are holding on at this present moment? Are you not, I don't know, are you not booking that weekend getaway to a beautiful spa because you don't feel like you're worthy of it? Are you not booking that vacation because you think that it's too much money? You know, breakthroughs are incredible. They really, really are. And sometimes they that's all you need. But most of the time, because of the way the human brain works, it can revert back to that programming. And it's through our own intention and our own willpower and what we decide for our lives that can help us break through those programs. Raise your hand if you think you have a worthy wound or you know you have a worthy wound. Okay, all of us, obviously. Raise your hand if you doubt your intuition. Raise your hand if you feel like sometimes your relationship with money isn't the best, right? Go into those. Feel into those. What are the stories that you tell yourself time and time again when it comes to money? And where did those stories come from? 9 times out of 10, it's from your fucking parents. Money doesn't grow on trees. Well, technically it does. If you want to be a smart ass Taurus, you know, go in your work ethic. That's a huge one. This is a huge one that I began to realize about, like, why do you think, are you like, you have to work until you're fried, right? If you don't work 8 to 10 hours a day, you're lazy. Where is that belief coming from? If you don't go above and beyond in your business, you're not good enough. or you're not a good employee or something along those lines. Where are these beliefs coming from? Now, don't get me wrong, it's great to have an excellent work ethic, but is it at the expense of your mental and emotional well-being? So what I want everybody to do is let's talk about the key components of life, right? And that's relationships, your close relationships, your significant other, your close friendships, your parents, whatever it is, right? That's one piece of your pie. That's one piece of your human experience. Another is business, work. Another is play. Another is health and fitness. Another is money. Go through all those, right? What are your beliefs regarding your relationship or relationships in general? Is it the women do all the work? The women cook, clean, do the laundry and everything like that. They don't sit, you know, they do everything and the man just comes home and puts up his feet and, you know, drinks a beer and watches the game. Is that, you know, where is that belief coming from? Do you truly believe that, or is relationships meant to be 50-50? Because sometimes it's not even your belief that, you know, you were brought up with. It's, you know, maybe it's his belief because his family was like that, where his mom did 100% of the things and his dad would just come home and do nothing. You know, all relationships are meant to be balanced. You know, when it comes to work, is it, do you hold the belief that you have to do more than everybody else? You know, we're just doing inventory. We just got to check that inventory, right? When it comes to health and fitness, do you have to be on a diet, or do you have to starve yourself, or do you have to work out or do this to have a balanced, healthy life? Do you have to work out until you pass out? You know, where is this coming from? Don't be afraid to ask yourself these questions, because you're going to find so much is you're running on autopilot. You're picking up a belief from somebody or something that has occurred in your life, and your subconscious mind is just running on autopilot.